Sandow.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Was the tune that rained over the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. As we open up Monday Night Raw, good evening everybody, welcome to the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, as always presented by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com, where you can listen to us on PW Mania. You can listen to us on TuneIn Radio just by getting the TuneIn Radio app for your smartphone and your tablets. Just search out Wild Talk Radio Network and then favorite it there, so you can listen anytime we are live. Speaking of being live, I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
And we have 3 hours of Monday Night Raw to get into, and you had a lot of good, some bad, and
some explosions.
Some explosions. That is true. We will get into the explosions here in a bit. As I mentioned, John Cena opened up Monday Night Raw, talking about how he's been on the road to WrestleMania many, many times and promises that in 6 days, when six men climb into the chamber with the WWE World Heavyweight title on the line, whoever survives the chamber gets a guaranteed shot against Batista at WrestleMania 30. And on this road to WrestleMania, some wish they could actually throw him out of the car, but he knows the most important thing going to WrestleMania is momentum. He said the only one without momentum right now is that thumb-sucking baby, Randy Orton. Cena said Orton has been beaten by Daniel Bryan and John Cena. Cena said the odds are that there will be a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion on Sunday. And then out came Cesaro now. Gotta get rid of the Antonio. And Zeb Coulter. Cesaro said Cena isn't the only one who beat Orton last week, because it was Cesaro who beat him on SmackDown as well. Cesaro vowed to become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, the new face of WWE, and of course, the new face of America.
America.
Cesaro and Cena were face to face. He brings up that Cesaro beat Orton on SmackDown, but it means Orton is on a losing streak, not Cesaro is on a winning streak. Cena reminded Cesaro who else is in the chamber and then told him to not write a check, his body can't actually cash. Before Cesaro had a chance to retort, out came the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus. He basically said he has bro kicks for everyone this Sunday. Christian came out and talked a little trash towards one Sheamus and, you know, knew what he did on SmackDown wasn't on purpose. But when he gets his chance, he will give Sheamus a kill switch on Sunday. Out came the WWE Champion Randy Orton. Orton thanked the Authority for giving the opportunity to beat all of these men this Sunday at the Chamber. Orton said he underestimated him, but he won't happen again. Cena, he can beat him when it counts. Well, I should say he can't beat him when it counts. Ken Cena. Christian, they've had incredible matches, the best of Randy Orton's career, but Randy Orton's won each and every single one of them. Why does he do this? Because he's the face of the WWE, and tonight, Sheamus, the bro kick is not coming anywhere near his face. Out came Daniel Bryan with new merch. Just pointing that one out. He has new merch. The Yes Movement has begun. Bryan said, you know, come Sunday, Pete, basically, no one will talk about the champ is here, one more match, the face of the WWE, fellas, or anything like that. They will all be chanting one word, and that is yes. This then brought out the director of operations, Kane, and he had a message as the fans chanted, you sold out, repeatedly. The Authority has given him authority to rectify certain mistakes he has made, and because he's in charge tonight, we will see Orton and Sheamus later on. In fairness to the champion, everyone else in that match will be in action as well, which is why we'll get Cesaro and Cena one-on-one, leaving Christian versus Daniel Bryan right now.
And oh yeah, by the way, he's going to stay out here and watch.
Yeah, he's going to stay out there and watch. And as they sort of were heading to break, Kane was distracting Bryan. Christian attacked Daniel Bryan from behind.
To start the match, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little heel turn, a little bit from Christian.
Well, they're having him be more aggressive again, which is great. It does something with Christian, which I always love to see.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian as a heel is always better than Christian as a face, honestly.
Without question.
If Christian's going heel again,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of totally okay with this.
Well, react to the opening segment.
It was your average opening segment. There were some nice little digs and shots exchanged between all members of the Elimination Chamber. A little odd that they opened the show with it, but okay. Because, you know, as Mace was saying in our production chat, they usually close the show with something like this, but well, when we get to the close of the show, well, we saw why they didn't close with it, but this was an interesting segment. Like I said, good way to help hype the Elimination Chamber. I liked Kane's role in this part, that we finally see Kane getting a little bit more power.
Right.
And him exercising said power by putting people in matches. And, well, more Team Hell No feels as Daniel Bryan and Kane were sort of staring each other down. Daniel Bryan telling Kane, you know, come on, let's do this. Come on, let's dance. And, well, Kane seemingly wanted no part of it as he stood there, all director of operations-like, in his suit and tie, watching the match by the announcer's table, giving, you know, thoughtful looks as he thinks about the match or anything else, but...
Yeah, Christian worked over the shoulder of Daniel Bryan before we headed to our first break in the evening. Christian was cutting a promo on the app and running down Daniel Bryan a little bit and promising to win on Sunday, basically. Really good stuff. Christian was very dominant in this battle between the two.
He was. He really was. Which was nice to see.
Mm-hmm. It's good to see Christian aggressive.
Yes, like I said, again, if this is a heel turn for Christian or if this is a push for Christian, I 100% approve. Totally okay with this.
Bunch of near falls towards the end. Which was good. And it was a nice counter of the kill switch that allowed Daniel Bryan to pick up the victory.
Yes. Yes, it was. But, well, Daniel Bryan wasn't done.
No, because, you know, as people get older, they're forgetful of things. And Kane got forgetful.
He did.
He forgot to tell Daniel Bryan not only were you facing Christian, but you had another match, and it was against, well, me, being Kane. So we had Kane versus Daniel Bryan as our next contest.
Okay, I'm just... Before we get to the contest, I feel like they threw this away. Can I just say that now?
You can say that now.
It's something of they were building to this, obviously, and I would have liked to have seen it not just been a throwaway. You know, where something of Kane's like, oh yeah, by the way, and now I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm just going to say, I don't think it's the last time we see this match.
Oh, I don't think it's the last time we see this match, but I would have liked to have seen the first clash between these two be a little bit more epic, you know?
Oh, I'm with you. So, yes, we had Kane versus Daniel Bryan. Kane worked over the arm of Daniel Bryan throughout the match. And he just...
No. Before you continue. Kane Kittens, do not knock the slacks. Do not do it. You will go back to your corner. And I will take your cookies away. You want that?
Remember, she's boss lady. She runs the place.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
You're going to let him say that before I continue?
Corner! And hand me your cookies on the way.
So as Daniel Bryan tried making a comeback through the match, but was unable to, we had Kane smashing Daniel Bryan in the guardrail, trying to tear apart his left shoulder. And then, well, Kane refused to sort of break, and, well, it was a five count. So, well, Kane was disqualified.
I don't think Kane cared.
Kane continued to attack the left shoulder and then left Bryan lifeless on the floor, picked up the microphone and said, and I quote, yeah, I was disqualified.
Like I said, Kane has, you know, zero cares to give.
He had zero cares to give in that one. But to go back to the first battle, how many smirks did he give during that match? I think they told him just go out there and smirk for like 10 minutes.
They probably did. It's something of, okay, well, you know, you're gonna, here's the plan, we're gonna have Bryan face Christian, and, you know, you're basically watching Bryan get his butt kicked the whole time, which, of course, you know, Kane would enjoy, given the fact that they're having a little bit of a rivalry, and Kane's responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, Kane is then going to make a match with himself and Daniel Bryan, and he's going to proceed to kill Daniel Bryan, or he's going to try.
He's going to at least attempt to.
But I will say in the second bout that the at the end with the spot of Kane wrapping Bryan's shoulder and arm around the ring post and mm-hmm. just putting a lot of pressure on it, that looked sick.
Yeah, that was...
I won't pretend to lie. That was pretty cool.
Apparently, Kane looks like a very angry father getting home from work.
Really? Okay.
I'm reading the chat room.
Who's poking the bear on Twitter? Which bear are you poking on Twitter?
He's poking a bear? Ew. Ew. Can't get in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's poking the bear again. That's not good. Anyway, moving on. We go backstage to hear from the Shield.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest joining me now, the Shield. Roman, tonight you're going one-on-one with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. I mean, this is a man...
Mark Henry. I'm surprised Mark Henry even showed up tonight after the beating I gave him last week.
Oh, Dean.
Dean, what are you talking about, man? You lost. Look, Mark Henry's no walk in the park, all right? I softened him up a little bit for you. But you'll find that out tonight. But I guess you think you can do better.
I know I can.
Okay, don't you think that the three of you all need to get on the same page before your huge six-man tag
Renee,
match against the Wyatt family?
I appreciate what you're trying to do here. I really do. But you got to understand, we are always on the same page. And as for the Wyatts in Elimination Chamber, The Shield was born and bred for war. That'll never change, sweetheart. Bray Wyatt and his little family, they're an illusion. Their mind games don't work on us because the Shield is real.
We don't experience fear, and we don't back down. Believe that, and believe in the Shield.
Dean Ambrose is a cocky son of a bitch.
Yes. Yes, he is. And Seth and Roman are 100% done with his shit. Just, you know, pointing that out.
That was a great promo.
Oh, it was. It was a great promo, and you see the Shield are confident going into their match on Sunday with the Wyatt family, and will that confidence pay off? We'll have to see.
We are going to have to see, that is for sure. But they are, I guess the phrase, they are teasing us with the Shield stuff, I guess is the best way to put it. They're teasing tension.
They're teasing tension, but you can see that Seth and Roman are united, and Dean is starting to...
I'm going with Flannery. Dean is on crack again.
I don't think Dean is on crack again. Dean's on something, though, but Dean is going his own way, and Roman and Seth are going the other, so I think we're starting to see how the split, at least the partial split, will happen, and then what splits Roman and Seth apart, we don't know. But I have a feeling that it's going to be Seth and Roman possibly united against Dean, because Dean's going to eventually get them into some trouble that they can't get out of.
And could that trouble be this Sunday?
It could be. We don't know.
Up next, Fandango versus Santino. Solid.
It was solid, but it was weird.
Santino goes for the Cobra. Emma popped up. Summer Rae popped up on the apron. Out came, but she pulled her off the apron, got her up on her shoulders, did a really interesting airplane split spin, and threw her down on the ground hard. I mean hard.
Yeah, Emma killed Summer.
Emma did kill Summer. And then we had a little moment between Santino and Emma. They looked like they were about to kiss.
Well, we know Santino likes women that can take care of themselves. More specifically, we know Santino likes women that can pick him up and carry him around.
Yeah, he's been with a lot of those.
So, I don't think Emma can quite pick him up and throw him around, but she can definitely take care of herself.
And there's a hard fall raw right now from the airplane spin. Yeah, it was an interesting moment. Before they could kiss, Fandango dropkicked Santino and then ended up taking him out for the victory.
Yes. I think he liked the airplane spin.
And then she touched his nipple.
She snapped his...
Snapped his thing and hit his nipple. His singlet.
Yeah.
I think Santino liked that.
A little bit.
A little bit.
This was awkward and weird and just...
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like, okay, they suddenly have a love interest in each other. All right!
So, we then had backstage Mark Henry walking to the ring. He basically said he's going to put Roman Reigns in the Hall of Pain tonight. That's pretty much what it was. So it leads to Mark Henry versus Roman Reigns. It was shorter than I thought it was going to be.
It was shorter than I thought it was going to be, but I'm really not that surprised that it was that short.
I'm not surprised it was that short. I was just expecting a couple more minutes because the comeback for Reigns came really quick, which you could see what they're building for him, the Superman punch and then the spear, which is what he hit on Mark Henry to pick up the victory. You expected a little bit more fight out of Mark Henry, but I guess at this point, not really.
Well, it's something of they're trying to make Roman, they're building Roman into an absolute beast, is what they're doing. So it's, you have Roman Reigns now take down Mark Henry twice in 7 days, because that's what he's done. And so, you know, going into the match on Sunday with the Wyatt family, Roman is their biggest concern.
Right.
Because Roman could go in and hold his own against the Wyatts on his own. But then you've got Dean and Seth there to back him up. So that's what's going to make that fight interesting, is the way that they're building Roman.
Right.
And what is it going to take Roman down? That's the thing.
We're going to find out Sunday. So Roman Reigns picked up the victory, and then we heard the sounds of the Wyatts. Bray Wyatt appeared on the screen singing the Sunday school song about having joy, joy, joy down in his heart. Bray said he has a childlike excitement for the Elimination Chamber. Bray asked the Shield if they are willing to die for this, because if they're not, they've already lost. Before we get to the next part, I know you liked the promo. I liked the interaction between Bray and Luke in the promo.
Actually, I didn't get to see it. My internet feed cut out right after all I heard was Bray singing I Have Joy, Joy, Joy down in my heart, and then my feed cut out.
Gotcha. So I know.
And it came back when they walked to the ring. So I missed the promo. So Roman versus Henry is coming on now. So you're going to have to cover for me while I listen to the promo.
Gotcha.
And then I will react accordingly, which okay. You will hear me squee live on the air.
Roman Reigns cut off Bray and said the Wyatt should come talk that noise in the ring. And Bray basically said, funny thing. That's because that's what they were thinking, that exact same thing. And then Rowan said, run.
Funny thing, because we're here.
Out came the Wyatt family. they came out, walked to the ring slowly. The Shield were in the ring. The two teams had a stare down once again. The Wyatts came into the ring this time, stared down all three members of the Shield. It looked like the first move was going to be made, but once again, Bray Wyatt told his men to back down, and they left the ring once again. Another awesome stare down between the two sides heading into the chamber.
They're getting closer. They're now getting in the ring together. You have Roman stepping up, being the leader, staring down Bray and his boys, and the Shield were ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were ready to go. They were. So, another good segment between the two. We're backstage at this point. Cody Rhodes is playing with the new Stackdown figures that Matt Goldberg talked about with us on The Rack this past Thursday night. Go to Rack Radio Show on talkradio.com to listen to that interview. Shameless plug.
You know, it's only been up on every news site on the internet today.
You know, that sort of thing. Goldust came walking in and wanted to play, and Cody said they had never had anything like this, kids, and Goldust shared a weird story about catching butterflies and asked if he could help, and Cody said, this is out of his element because Grandpa was a plumber. Dad was a dreamer. You're the Goldust told him not to call him a freak. And then out came Wade Barrett saying,
No. Wait. Before we continue, Goldust used to chase butterflies and catch them and then pick their wings off and glue them to his gerbil to see if his gerbil could fly, and he would throw his gerbil out the window.
That's right. Wasn't this gerbil named Gladys or something?
Something like that. I didn't catch the gerbil's name. So when the segment comes back on, I will catch the name.
Look at the name. Wade Barrett walked in and said he has some bad news and kicked the playset. He left. Cody said they will rebuild it. Goldust then name dropped the Undertaker since his figure fell off the table because there's Taker and his bike over there. There's your Taker tease for the evening.
Could be foreshadowing. I wonder.
Up next, Jack Swagger, Kofi Kingston. Swagger dominated early. Kofi made a comeback. Little awkward at times, but the Patriot Lock did Kofi in.
Yes, Swagger did look impressive in this, I will say that.
Yes, he did, as he heads into his matchup with Big E this Sunday for the Intercontinental Championship. Speaking of Big E, he was out next as we went to break, as he was up against Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal, the three-man band.
Well, Drew lost his pants.
Yeah, you know, Cesaro and Big E lost their last name, and Drew lost his pants.
I'm okay with this.
Basically, to sum this up, Zeb talked a lot. Big E won. That's what happened.
Pretty much, yeah.
Zeb was funny, though. Won't lie, he had a couple good ones. So Langston and Swagger meet Sunday at Elimination Chamber for the gold. We had the highlight package for Black History Month promoting Ron Simmons. Renee Young interviewed John Cena. Cesaro beat Randy Orton last Friday on SmackDown, said Renee. Then Cena talked about the bold decoration to the entire roster last week. Cena said the roster is full of promising young stars. Meanwhile, Orton is clinging to his identity. Cena says if anyone believes he can be the next generation, he will have to go through him. Cena closed that tonight they will find out what Cesaro is made of. And then John Cena came to the ring for our next contest of the evening. John Cena versus Antonio Cesaro, or Cesaro again, in a really, really good match. Started out slow, came back from break, and was really, really good.
Yeah, this was a great match. Nice back and forth, great counters from both men. You saw Cesaro try to swing Cena several times. Cena countered every time until the last one.
Yes, he actually hit the Cesaro swing on John Cena. Very nicely done. Had a nice suplex into the ring as well. Good, good stuff. John Cena ended up hitting the AA for the victory. So John Cena beat Cesaro in a pay-per-view quality match.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. Easily, and I would love to see more between these two. And I'm sure we'll get it. They're building Cesaro into an absolute beast as well. And he had a very, very solid showing on his part.
Yes, he did. We then go backstage to hear from the legend killer, the Viper, Randy Orton.
I appreciate everything that you and Stephanie have done for me. That's great, Randy. You know, I was beginning to think that the pressure of this whole WWE World Heavyweight Championship was starting to weigh on you. But I can see how hard you're working at it. I mean, yeah, you were beat by Cena and Cesaro and Daniel Bryan. But, I mean, at least I can see you're making an effort now.
You know what? I deserve that. You're right. My head hasn't been in the game, but things are different. Now, H, and I'm going to prove that this Sunday at the Chamber. There's one thing that you need to know, though. The most important thing I can tell you right now is that I appreciate everything that you've done for me in the past, but I also appreciate everything that you will do for me in the future.
And I appreciate that. You know, Randy, you and I go way back.
No, you're right, H. I don't mean to cut you off, man, but we go way back, all the way back to Evolution. And I don't know why I doubted myself. I mean, Batista, He's good and all, but can you imagine him as the face of the WWE? I sure as hell can't. And back in Evolution, you and I both know that we carried his ass the whole way. Dave, what's up, man?
From the way it looks to me, you're not the face of the WWE. You're the ass.
You are an animal. I didn't think you were, but now I know you are. Unlike you, Batista, I'm not an animal. I'm a man. And this Sunday, I'm gonna be there to make you pay for this. Oh, and one more thing. I hope you don't plan on use your arms in your WrestleMania match. Because this Sunday, out of the Mansion Chamber, I'm going to break them. I'm going to rip them off.
Nice subtle tension and build between Randy Orton and Batista, and throwing Hunter in the mix as well. Nice subtlety right there.
Oh, I agree. I agree completely. It was really well done.
Yes, it was. We had Renee Young talking to Titus O'Neil. They announced that Titus O'Neil will face Darren Young at the pay-per-view. Renee, you know, tried to interview Titus again, but, you know, Titus said he came to be WWE champion, and it's been 700 and something days since, you know, since he's been here. He asked Renee if she knew how to spell champion, and she tried to spell, but he spelled it T-I-T-U-S for Titus. O'Neil said this Sunday at the chamber, Darren Young will be blown away. And then he got really, really loud. Puberty started kicking a little bit. He shouted that the Young in the entire locker room will have to witness one thing, the rise of Titus O'Neil.
Titus, honey, calm it down just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We then had the Wyatt family take on Sin Cara and Los Matadores in six-man tag team action. The bull this week was in black, not white and black. Just black. All black. This week.
Stop painting the muscles on the bull suit!
They beat over the Matadores for a while in this one. Sin Cara made the hot comeback. Eric got to play with the bull. Luke got to play with the bull.
Bray didn't stalk the bull. I'm so disappointed.
Bray did not stalk the bull, sadly. It's a shame. But Bray was hiding in the corner, allowing Luke Harper to hit a vicious clothesline on Sin Cara. And then Bray hit his sister Abigail on Sin Cara for the victory. Solid match. The match on main event was a lot better because they were given a lot more time. This was a solid match. Put over the Wyatts big time.
Yeah, you had... This match was basically they took out all of Sin Cara and Los Matadores' offense from the main event match and basically just had the Wyatts completely dominant in this match. And, I mean, Rowan and Harper especially were just beating the crap out of them. Which, of course, you know, that's what you want. You want them to look completely dominant, especially heading into Sunday. They did. Tonight was really a lot about the Chamber match and, obviously, the Wyatts and the Shield. Those are the two big matches going into Sunday. And they did a very nice job tonight of building both of those matches.
But they also built every other match as well. So that's also good as well.
Yes. And just as a general reaction to the promo, oy, my ovaries.
Her ovaries. There you go. Billy Gunn took on Jey Uso. Road Dogg and Jimmy were on commentary. Going back and forth. It was quite
Jimmy was throwing shade. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you used to be my favorite. It was amazing.
Uh, So yeah. The Uso won. Yeah. He's basically said, "You old."
That's great.
Yeah. And then Road Dogg came back. Come on, go ahead, call us the old age outlaws like everyone does. Nice back and forth. Gunn missed the Fame Master, allowing Jey Uso to pick up the victory. Then we had Flying Usos after the match, taking out the Outlaws on the outside as well. So the Usos are ready for the Chamber tag title shot this Sunday. Byron Sexton was backstage talking to Sheamus about facing Rainwood 6 days before the Chamber. Sheamus talked about the reward being worth the sacrifice, and said Christian showed his aggressive side earlier tonight, and he has never had a problem with his aggressive side. Sheamus said Orton is going to find out firsthand tonight. He vowed to go Irish style on Orton, and we get set for the main event. But yeah, nice little promo there as well.
Yeah, great promo by Sheamus. I think that's almost kind of his sweet spot when they have Sheamus like this.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like he's a tweener, because he's an okay heel, he's a really kind of crappy face, but he's just a really great smartass.
Yes.
And that's kind of where you need to keep Sheamus, is where you've got him right now, because he's likable when he's like this.
So Sheamus and Randy Orton is your main event of the evening. As the Cena Cesar match, slow early, picked up after the break. We even saw Randy Orton put Sheamus through the table, which was very nice. Wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, and Sheamus is like, ow.
Orton goes for an RKO. Sheamus blocked, hit two Irish curse backbreakers, or actually three of them. He was getting ready for the bro kick, and out came the Shield. Yes, the Shield attacked Sheamus. For what reason? Who the hell knows? But
who cares?
The Shield attacking gives Sheamus a win via disqualification. John Cena, Daniel Bryan with one good arm made the save. Cesaro came to the ring as well for good matters. So they all start the brawl, and then out came the Wyatt family.
And just everything kind of went to hell, and everybody started fighting everybody, and it was fantastic.
You had the Shield and the Wyatt stare down for a few seconds, and then they brawled for 10 seconds as they went off the air. That was a nice way to do it. You don't have them fight for long, but you have them touch 10 seconds. It's like, this is just a little taste of what's going to happen Sunday. That was perfect.
And the fact that it wasn't just them, the fact that it was everybody that's going to be involved in the Chamber match and the Shield and the Wyatts, worked. Because it's something of like, oh, well, you know, the Shield's out there, they're fighting everybody. Everybody else is out there, we might as well go out there and join them. You know?
Right.
So it's something of, it was really well done, and that's what you're expecting. You're expecting the big brawl before the pay-per-view. They didn't do it at the start of the show. Fine, they did it at the end like they usually do. Great. It was a little surprising because when they did the Wyatt and the Shield interaction early on in the show, where they did the stare down again and you had the Wyatts back off, it's like, okay, well, the Wyatt family has a match later in the show, and it fell into the third hour of the show, and I told Rock, it's like, shit's going down in the third hour.
And it,
because of where the Wyatt match was.
And it did not happen during the Wyatt match, but it happened to close the show. That's what you needed. We sold every match that needed to be sold. The Chamber match was really, really sold well. The undercard matches were set, which is what needed to happen. So they got a little momentum. The Shield versus the Wyatt was really well sold. They had nice stare downs, nice teases. Good stuff all around on the show. Not the greatest go home Raw, but it was a solid go home to the Chamber.
Honestly, at least for the Shield and the Wyatts, the go-home was last week. I still maintain that. The go-home was last week when you did the stare-down. And it was that moment where you have them come face-to-face and they're just staring at each other. But everything else, it was fine. It was a good go-home show. It wasn't the strongest they've done.
Nope. Gertie. Gertie was the name. What, of the pet for Goldust.
Yes. Gertie the gerbil. Hamster. Whatever.
Gertie the hamster. Yeah.
And once again, Cody is 100% done with Goldust shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just look at him and tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, like, how am I related to you again?
Right. So that's 3 hours of Monday Night Raw as we head into the chamber this Sunday. I'm excited. How about you?
I'm super excited. I mean, I've been telling people all week, I can't wait to see the Shield and the Wyatts. I'm excited for the chamber match. We got a couple other really good matches announced, so I can't wait. It sounds like it's going to be a good show.
And we will preview all that Thursday night, Lindsay, on
The Rack, the award-winning Rack. Yes, if you missed last week, we interviewed the one, the only, the amazing Matt Goldberg, and we talked to him all about his exciting news of signing with WWE and manufacturing stop-motion animation using their very own Mattel action figures. We also talked some figure news. We talked some Wyatt family, because, you know, he's a Wyatt fan, I'm a Wyatt fan, it was bound to happen. So tune in, check that out, and this week we are going to be previewing the Elimination Chamber. We're going to break down all the matches. We're going to let you know what we think, and we're going to do pick 'em, and we're going to see who's right next week. We've also got Impact, we've got news, we've got notes, and we might have a question of the night or two. So tune in Thursday nights, 11 p.m., right here on WildTalkRadio.com for The Rack.
Also, Rack Radio Show. .com. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We talked about the pre-show was a bag of dicks. Post-show, the actual show was transvestites. See how they all came together on CB Radio, midnight-ish, live right here every Saturday night. Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern, it is WTR Sunday night, recapping the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view with Tim Steiner and the gang. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Probably a little bit later. Should mention, we'll probably be a couple minutes later, probably 11:35 next week, because we'll be the post-show to the post-show.
Yes.
Possibly. We'll see how, whatever the post-show is. So there you go on that one. You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linz Ward, LINSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us section of my website, if you click on the link that says Redbubble Store, it will take you to my Redbubble Store. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork, it is available for sale on Redbubble.com. Just click the link on my website, and it will take you right where you need to go. If you just want to view my artwork, you can go to Behance.net/Linz Ward, same as the Twitter. And most of my artwork is available for your viewing pleasure there on Behance. Also, check out RackRadioShow.com. Check out WildTalkRadio.com. And please listen to all the other fine programming on this network, because we all work very, very hard. And listen to The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and MemelandPower.com for Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night. And we'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com